Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Well, apparently good cholesterol is not that great for you either. I don't know if that's the whole story, but it's not as good as they thought it was going to be for you.
Oh, good, because I have a difficult time getting that number up.
Yeah, she had to worry about it.
See, that's the thing. Mine always, my good cholesterol number is always so high that it helps balance out my bad cholesterol.
Well, apparently it's not as good as they think it is.
Ah, damn it.
See, my especially bad cholesterol number.
Especially in black dudes, isn't that bad,
but my good cholesterol number isn't that good. And apparently that's hereditary.
The good stuff? You can't get it up?
Okay. Because I do all the right things. I eat all the right food.
I always thought Larry was a rock, but apparently not.
It's an everlasting go F yourself from your mom. Bad cholesterol.
Right. She gave that to me. Yeah, she had that issue.
Oh, okay. Larry did that. Larry still.
The everlasting go F yourself.
If you're not headed to like the Ditkaville, did you stop working on your karaoke song?
Oh, that's right. You were going to sing, right? What was it?
Yeah.
Crazy Bitch.
Yeah.
From Buckcherry.
Right.
Karaoke guy has that.
Study suggests that HDL or good cholesterol is less beneficial than previously thought, especially for black adults. You know, it's funny because remember when Wayans gave us crap about white guys aging older than black dudes? And he's right, because black doesn't crack. Some guy got back to us and said, well,
by the way,
at least white guys live longer.
Right. For the record, we're younger than Keenan.
No, we weren't talking to Keenan the other day.
No, I told him that we were probably about the same age.
Oh, no, we're younger than Keenan. Yeah, of course we are, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that, yeah.
We're even younger than...
He was actually hammering...
Damon.
No, he was hammering the guy we talked to. He was in a movie with him.
John Michael Higgins.
Yeah.
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 He goes, I wish I had his improv skill, but I don't want his old guy white stuff or something like that. And he went off on that. I'm thinking, it was funny. Don't get me wrong. But, apparently a good HDL is not as beneficial as they thought. So why didn't they tell us that?
We just can't have nice things.
I know. Because you're right, boys. Anytime your cholesterol gets bad, they always say, if it gets borderline bad, the good stuff outweighs it, they say.
Well, like there's a threshold for combined that they don't want you to be over. I think it's like 200.
Right.
But mine always sits up there, but my good cholesterol is really, really high. So they're like, well, it's not really that big a deal.
Yeah.
My good cholesterol is swimming through my fat blood.
That's right. You had fat blood. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always instructed to up that good cholesterol. And I do all the protocol. Nothing.
Where do you get good cholesterol
from? First of all,
by eating the good fat.
Fish oil pills. Eat those.
Oh.
Yeah, see.
And then the good fat.
That's overrated.
Is good fat on a pork chop?
No.
You don't want the saturated fat.
Eat a lot of seafood, man.
Olive oil.
Salmon. Except for shrimp.
Yeah.
Beans.
No, shrimp's
all
high cholesterol.
Avocados. Whole grains. Nuts and seeds. Berries.
Nuts
wine.
And seeds in the morning.
Wine.
Perfect.
Red or white? I think it's just weather. It's grapes, so it doesn't
wine,
matter.
Especially red, contains powerful antioxidants. These compounds have been found to boost HDL cholesterol while lowering LDL.
Yeah, see, I went through a wine phase.
Our boss says we do cholesterol bits,
and nothing.
Yeah, he loves it.
He loves cholesterol bits.
Yeah, I know dudes that have been on cholesterol medicine in their 30s.
I have two.
You know?
I have two. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I eat a lot of avocados. We keep avocados around. Put that in a lot of stuff.
No, I'm just going to drink more wine. Avocados around, they just go bad.
I like the wine part too.
Well, you got to eat them. You got to eat them.
I don't know if I could drink less wine. Actually,
toast. Put them on a little toast.
That was the wrong way. I don't know if I can drink more wine. That's what I wanted to say. I drink a lot of wine.
We can throw more red in there. Yeah.
There's a holiday weekend coming up.
Well, it starts.
Challenge accepted.
It starts tonight. What are you talking about? It starts tonight.
It could start.
It may start about an hour and a half.
Right. In about 90 minutes.
Tonight's the night I've been looking forward to.
I know, but you don't have to work. And you're not on stage anywhere, I should say.
No.
And you can wait and you sleep in tomorrow.
Night off and nothing to do tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to do some holiday, like put up some Christmas lights or something. But this is that's not, I don't have to really put on pants for that.
This is a bowl in the garage, isn't it? That what it is tonight?
Yeah, maybe.
You going to steal birds?
I just reminded you.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
What was Bert's line? Drink like you're going to prison tomorrow?
Yeah. He didn't say that.
Oh, well, look at this. We just got an email from Bill. Bill obviously is a perfect human being who just says, well, exercise then if you want your want lower cholesterol.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Todd exercises a lot.
I do that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you chiming in there, sir.
Yeah. And I believe the exercise I participate
we all do
in
exercise, by the
would count as vigorous.
Yeah.
Some days it is vigorous exercise.
Yeah. Right?
Some days not so vigorous.
Yeah. You're still moving. That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah.
Generally sweat through two shirts in a workout.
Right.
Yeah, it's like there are times where I don't want to work out, but I will. But you know you're just putting in a half-ass workout.
Still
like,
better than none.
Yeah.
Right.
It's better than nothing, man.
If you just walk 10 minutes a day, you're going to live longer. That's all they say. I mean, so whatever you do above that is good, you know.
No, they all. I mean, everything I've ever read, you know, it just a half-assed workout, even if you're just there, just going through the motions, it's better than not being there, man.
It's a good thing to tell people when we're about to drink for about a month and a half straight.
Well, yeah, that's fine. Then I'm going to do half-assed workouts and drink more wine.
Yep.
That's what you got out of the last 10 minutes, huh?
Yep.
I'm with you.
Good job,
that,
Nick.
Man. Yeah, I'm with you.
Silver
on that.
Linings, man.
And
it's about a 10-minute walk from the gate to the baggage claim in Phoenix today.
Oh, you'll be drinking today.
That'll be my exercise.
Oh, what time's your flight, by the way?
Noon.
What time you hit the bar this morning?
10.
Cool. Oh, God, man, I want to come down and just drink with you. Since the day
9/11
ruined that, you can't just drink at bars at the airport and down in the belly.
Well, there's
the bar.
A bar before security at the airport.
No, but I like the bar down there. Yeah,
I'd rather drink with you at the Phoenix Airport bar to see if you can get cut off
again.
We'll find out. When are you flying back? Sunday?
That's outbound. Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Give you a day in case you're locked up Saturday night somewhere.
Just cost prohibitive.
Okay. Oh, yeah, flying back
Sunday was super expensive. You know, I haven't flown on Thanksgiving holiday because, you know, we worked Wednesday. And
I've done it. I fly that day all the time.
You fly Wednesday and you fly back Sunday.
No, last year I flew out Thanksgiving Day.
I've flown out.
Thanksgiving morning, it was the best day.
Was there anybody on the plane? I've flown out on Thanksgiving morning where there was nobody, almost nobody on the plane.
We had plenty empty seats. I flew to D.C. last year direct on Thanksgiving morning. It was the best.
Did you come back Sunday? Because Sunday's expensive.
Still came back Sunday, yes, because, you know.
It was a lot cheaper to come back on Saturday.
Right.
So I'll have to start drinking because the flight's early Saturday morning.
Oh, you'll be hammered, man.
Yeah, so that's what, 4 Bloody Marys sitting there?
Yeah,
at about 6 a.m.
Your flight's at, if you're drinking at 10, your flight's at noon. What time you land in Phoenix?
2-ish.
Who's to pick your drunk ass up?
Something
your son?
Like that. Yeah, my son. Right. And then we go immediately to the dispensary.
Oh, there you go.
Because I have a stash waiting for me, but we discussed that last night, and apparently I smoked it all up in San Diego. he brought it out to San Diego, and I finished it off there.
That must have been in the blackout period.
Yep.
I smoked it up.
Oh, no. I wasn't blacked out. I remember smoking it all
Apparently
up.
Apparently, I smoked it up in San Diego.
All right,
we discussed it.
This is Brad.
I don't have it anymore. You smoked it in San Diego.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, you guys have really bummed me out with all this cholesterol stuff. I've been a gravy tester for my wife all week. She's had a thing at work. So she's trying out some new stuffing, and so I've been testing it all out. And tomorrow and Thursday is not going to be much better, but we're going to make do.
I love being a gravy tester. I love that.
It's not a bad job at all.
Not at all.
No.
Can you
put any of that good fat in the gravy?
I don't know, man. That's pretty much just fat.
I tried a little chicken Alfredo this morning with it, so
That's fine, man. You're fine. Relax.
Yeah.
January's coming. You'll be fine. Thanks,
well,
buddy.
If you wash it down with red wine, it'll even out. Sounds like.
There you go.
I think doctors say any dish.
Gravy with red wine.
Yeah.
Right?
Any dish that's made with like a whole pound of butter, that's good for your cholesterol.
Yeah, when gravy sits in the bowl for a long time and like maybe 20 minutes and it just curdles, yeah, that's great. That's fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause that's not what it does in your body.
No.
Oh, no. It wouldn't do that in your veins.
No.
Your
that's
arteries.
Inside. Yeah, it's covered.
No, I want
gravy and Alfredo.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Literally for him.
Pick the two that's most saturated fat sauces that you could possibly imagine.
Oh, Alfredo is so thick.
But it is gravy season. This is really that comes along with the holidays is gravy.
Smoked it up in San Diego. I love that. That's a book. Yeah.
Right.
I smoked it all in San Diego.
You gotta let Dad know he doesn't have the weed he thought he did because he smoked it.
Let's just tell him he smoked it.
Well, he keeps a little stash box for me.
Right.
Because he's not that big a smoker. So I have.
They did this whole story, by the way, on the food issue on
CBS Sunday Morning.
Right.
I saw this.
God, this is what I hate living in Prohibition. We're in Prohibition. The whole story, and it was featured in a bunch of New York restaurants, cooking with weed.
Yeah.
And there's a restaurant that has these meals, and people come and they eat these meals, and they slowly get high as the meals go on.
Yeah.
And it was a great, and the restaurant's packed, it's a beautiful restaurant somewhere in New York City.
New York.
Okay.
And they cook with weed. And it's on the menu, and they did the story like everybody should be doing this. Yeah, if we lived in a non-prohibition state.
Yeah, I liked what
it's crazy now. It's becoming. It's not even about smoking weed at a dispensary, which is a big part of it. Obviously, it's becoming just like no, you can't have that because right-wing a-holes run your area.
I like
it's
the fact
crazy.
That at these dinners at that restaurant, you notice it looked like they sat everybody at big communal tables.
Right. You said they all started talking to each other.
Yeah, and they said as the evening goes on, people get a little high, start talking, laughing, having a good time, chatting up people you don't know.
I thought it was a cool story about just a cool restaurant, and it's not just that restaurant. They featured that restaurant.
Oh, there's a lot of places.
I'm sure it's a lot of places. They probably do it in Colorado, too, for that matter. A lot of places in California. But it felt like what?
I think where's this crazy place?
Yeah. Where's this crazy cool USA part of the country?
In Colorado,
everywhere but we're right.
There was a burst of those kind of restaurants, but they've kind of gone away. Now, is it new in New York City?
No, I don't know, but it's pretty cool.
Is it recreational in the state of New York?
Well, yeah,
it is.
We talked to Comstock. Told us that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure, like up in Seattle, you could probably find places that.
Nice
you know?
Restaurants would do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about the communal table.
Well, it looked like a bunch
of
urban.
If they end up being cool, if not, like, can we move to a different communal table?
No, I think in
Colorado. It's more of a bar situation. You're all sitting in a big circle.
They kind of figured out, well, let's just get high and then go out to eat.
Yes.
No, but this was about,
but there's a lot of.
This was about the process of the meal.
It's apparently quite a versatile ingredient in cooking. There's a lot of different, there's cooking shows. Remember we talked to. Who was it? Ron Funches, the comedian. Right. They did a 420 version of Chopped, where they give him a bunch of ingredients, and one ingredient is always infused.
Yes. But they do these stories on the national level, and they forget that a lot of places, not you.
No, but it's about half and half now.
You're better. Yeah, but
it's about half and half. So you're just the other half of the country is going, cool.
Right, with the many uses of the cannabis butter.
Yeah. Well, I thought of you, Todd, because in one shot in this, they were back in the kitchen, and you could see it was this big tub of butter, and it had a lid on it, and the tape, it said like 84 milligrams per tablespoon or something.
Okay.
It was I went, decimal points are important.
So they measured it.
Yes.
And measured it properly.
One restaurant ran out because they said the chef smoked it all in San Diego. He was there all that morning trying to make his weed food. Dude, you smoked it all in San Diego.
It would be
guess
weird.
We'll just make regular French toast.
I think it would. Wouldn't that just kick you into the worst munchies you've ever had? But you'd already be full,
That's what I thought of in that story.
How does that work?
They didn't go there in that story.
Then
I thought
you
the same
snack
thing
on
too.
Something.
Yeah, but
there's
a five-course meal, it looked like.
You just had this beautiful, huge, really nice meal, and then you get high, and then the munchies kick in, and then you're going to want to go eat again.
Right.
And,
it was crazy.
Just vicious circle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think you could.
It was.
You don't need, weed in the cheesecake.
Right. Yeah.
No, you can drink the munchies away.
Yeah. Yeah, but them drinking makes me hungry, too.
It still seems like you're going to be 800 pounds at the end of this.
It feels like it.
Yeah, but it looked like small portions. That
oh, yeah, I'm sure those.
It looked like fancy small portions.
Those high-end restaurants, you're not getting a whole lot, but still.
No. It's not chicken fried steak made with weed.
That'd be a lot cooler if it was.
That sounds good, though.
Yeah, there goes your cholesterol.
Right, bring in the gravy tester.
Oh, can you imagine gravy infused with weed?
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
He would have answered yes to anything.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know.
You imagine ass infused with weed? Yes.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to have a bit of a tolerance to go to something like that, wouldn't you?
Well, if you saw the same story I did, Puss. It seemed like those people go there knowing it's going to take a couple, 2-3 hours, and they're going to slowly get high as the evening goes on.
But I'm guessing
they said that you slowly get high.
But I'm guessing that each dish has got more than, you know, at least probably 5 or 10 milligrams in it. And if you're a lightweight, that 5 or 10 milligrams is enough. You do 5 courses, you're going to be flying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I sat down there, I'd be really high. It would be fun, though.
You probably can't show up high.
No.
It's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you a lot of people do.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, professionals like you guys.
Hardcore.
Like Mr. San Diego over here.
Probably would hit the pin while you're waiting for the first course to arrive.
I would be
like, we just sit here and wait?
You ruin it for everybody.
I would be face down in the fourth course because I would just be asleep.
I've seen people post pictures on social media of like one of those multi-course meals.
Right.
And they look good, but you get like 3 bites of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you like really like something, you'd be like, hey, can you just like keep bringing that out?
Right.
That's how those French restaurants work in New York City. We ate at a French restaurant years ago when we went to New York City. And it was tiny portion, and it was really expensive. And then we walked around Manhattan. And I remember several hours later, we end up at a Burger King.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of hungry.
Yep.
Kind of burned off those 3 bites of food we got at the French restaurant.
Take your refined palate to Burger King.
The one time we ate at it was like a 5-star restaurant. And like we left, and I wasn't even hours later. It was immediately like, let's go to a Taco Bell because I'm still hungry.
Yep.
That was really good, but not filling.
That's from the class shows up at the big cities there. I'm still hungry. I'm with you, Puss.
It's like 3 bites per course. Right. I mean, it's not even.
I know.
I mean, it's.
They should allow you to get chips and queso right away.
Yeah.
In every place.
Everywhere.
We do that everywhere I go. Even if I'm ordering something really good after that, some piece of salmon, some veggies, we always get chips and queso to start. Yeah. And I'm thinking, what the hell?
No.
Well, it totally changes your experience because then you're not hungry waiting for the food to get. Like you're still hungry, but at least there's something to eat.
Chips and queso is amazing.
Yeah, but the plate comes like 90% empty.
Yeah.
You know, there's 10% food and 90% plate.
With little strips of the sauce around it in this big circle.
We went somewhere this was a few months ago, my wife and I together, and we just wanted to stop in and just get an appetizer.
Right.
Just wanted a little, and so we ordered some nachos. Because generally you figure plate of nachos, 2 people, that's plenty.
Did you get a pile?
No, we got a plate.
Oh.
It was this tiny little square plate with a thing of salsa in the middle. And I'm not kidding you, like a dozen chips around the edges.
Oh, man. Rip off.
Like
tell me it was off the air.
Oh, I will.
That's a rip off.
I will. Yeah. They brought it. The waiter brought it out, sat it down. I'm like, what? No, where's the nachos?
Right.
This is.
You should have done what James does. If this is my asparagus, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
Well, that's the kind of nachos you're going to get in Biden's America.
Yep.
Thanks, Brandon.
That's what we've been getting.
Small plate of nachos.
It was like a $12 plate of nachos.
I've seen those kind of places.
That's what you get.
And we both got like 6 or 8 chips. And we're like, well, that's dumb.
Yep.
Like, either tell me it's tiny on the menu or charge more and give me a plate of nachos, please.
Right.
Because
that sucks.
You expect a pile of nachos.
You do.
It was very disappointing.
I wouldn't go back.
I'm certainly not going back to order the nachos.
Yeah. I'd like to do like a multi-course meal at like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Isn't that every meal at McDonald's?
And now we present the quarter pounder. And you're like,
isn't that why?
I like what you're doing here.
I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing here. All right.
Isn't that why it's like 2 for $5 on everything?
Yeah.
You can get 2 sandwiches.
I like slowly bring it out.
Yeah. Do you have anything in a McMuffin?
Sir, it's 10:31.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.